Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts, participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Caller in the last hour off air was asking me about this story where Israel has ordered all of their embassies and consulates around the world closed, presumably in anticipation of a strike by their diplomatic workers. And this means that were Israel to do something really tacky, like scrape out Gaza or attack Iran, there is no way for other governments to formally complain to them and no place for the public to show up and picket other than empty buildings here. Somebody else sent in a reminder that when the nuclear emergency search team was creating a baseline map for the New York metropolitan area to make it easier to find a radiological threat, they showed a strong radiation spike from the Israeli embassy. And nobody knows why. Israel will not allow inspections. And there are two possibilities. The first is that Israel, the Israeli embassy, was used to help move some radioactive materials, weapons-grade uranium, stolen from here in the U.S. from places like Savannah River, back to Israel by means of the diplomatic pouch. That's one possibility. The other is that they've got a bomb there, which would certainly make the local government far more agreeable to Israel's interests. And it wouldn't be all that difficult, because when you're talking about building a clandestine nuclear weapon, the hard part is getting the weapons-grade material. Once you've got that, once you've got weapons-grade uranium, building a bomb out of it is actually very, very easy. Just take two subcritical masses of uranium, slap them together, they go bang. That's the secret of the uranium bomb. It's the plutonium bomb that has the implosion chamber and all that extra hardware and engineering, but a basic uranium bomb like Little Boy, it's basically just a pipe with two chunks of uranium at each end blown together with explosives. That's all the Little Boy bomb really was. So, and again, false flags, we have to be aware of them. And over the weekend, we got this very interesting story out of the Daily Mail claiming that Al-Qaeda is threatening Her Highnessness the Queen, and telling lone wolf jihadists to target the Queen at sporting events like Wimbledon and Cheltenham in the latest chilling threat from Al-Qaeda. Ooh, how dare they are. Well, first of all, if something were to happen to the Queen, I'm not too sure how the reaction of the British public might be rather mixed about the whole situation. But I don't think Her Highnessness has to worry because, the U.S. is trying to revive the war in Syria. And coincidentally, Al-Qaeda, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, issues a threat to kill the Queen in Britain. Now, their source for this so-called terrorist threat is Inspire, published on the Arabian Peninsula. Inspire is a terrorist Al-Qaeda magazine in English. They're a propaganda fraud. They're what everybody points to say, this is what Al-Qaeda is planning because they have a website and an English magazine. And Inspire regularly features Adam Gadon. They've even done a cover story on him once. And we know Adam Gadon is a fraud. His real name is Adam Perlman. He's the grandson of a member of the board of directors of the ADL. If you look at Adam Gadon's wanted poster, it even includes his real name. as one of his aliases. He's a fraud, and so is Inspire. To remind us all how evil those people in the Middle East, those evil terrorists and everything like that. It's Emmanuel Goldstein all over again, for those of you who've read 1984. It's all a fraud. Now they're trying to use the fake Adam Gadon and the fake Inspire to rouse the British people by, oh my goodness, he's coming after the Queen. Like I said, Her Highnessness can sleep well tonight. I'm going to take a phone call here. Robert in Missouri. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. You know, I heard about this article. I got it in an email a while back, earlier in the day, about the Israelis closing their embassies worldwide. And it really freaked me out a little bit when I got that. You know, I think the United States is up there on the list of a big, you know, hit by the usual suspects, by deception, also make war. Mm-hmm. And so, and then to blame on either Iran, Syria, or Russia, probably right around this time. I hope it is just a labor dispute, but that is really a freaky occurrence, especially right here, juxtaposed at this time. I'm thinking, like, if you live in Washington, D.C. or New York City, it's a time to have your stuff in order. And maybe, you know, I think Washington, D.C. is a target to, you know, shut down and move to Denver like they all wanted to do anyway. So this whole White House down propaganda.
Okay, you need to understand, a false flag attack is not really going to cause a lot of damage. They're not going to destroy the entire city of New York, because that would include Wall Street, where they have their money. They're not going to destroy all of Washington, D.C., because then all of these politicians they've bought and bribed and blackmailed into obedience aren't of any use any longer. It will be a symbolic target, like the 9/11 hitting the World Trade Towers would be. Crash a plane into the Washington Monument. I mean, it's already cracked up and damaged from that fracking quake, or maybe crash something into the Golden Gate Bridge, which is basically overdue for replacement anyway. They'll go for a symbolic target that doesn't really cause that much damage, and then they'll try and maximize the psychological damage for it. Okay? Now, they might actually target Wall Street, because remember, the U.S. government and Wall Street can't figure out a way to keep this economy going any longer, especially with Russia moving away from the U.S. dollar. They're talking about the petro-yuan. Saudi Arabia is starting to sell their oil for currencies other than the dollar. It's all going to come apart. Well, if it collapses and they don't have anybody to blame it on, the American people are going to be tarring and feathering all those Wall Street CEOs and all those people in Washington, D.C. who helped them do it. Same thing that happened in Iceland. So they may decide to false flag something onto Wall Street and say, oh, my goodness, we were on the verge of turning the economy around, but those gosh darn Iranian, Chinese, Russian, Cayman Island or whatever, destroyed it for us. Instead of a failure of Wall Street in Washington, D.C., it becomes an act of war to be blamed on a convenient enemy.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, assessment. The only way that would really change is if you saw a mass exodus of important characters out of either one of those towns. And so if there's not, then it would be just this symbolic, hit, probably if somewhere where they're trying to cover up some accounting, like Building 7 and so forth.
The Pentagon. Okay.
Right.
Well, there was also evidence in Building 7. All of the SEC's case files against all these Wall Street banks were in there, were destroyed. There was a lot of stuff in Building 7 that people were happy got burned up, along with the accounting records down in the Pentagon.
Yeah, from what I understand, the Enron stuff was in Building 7 as well.
Right.
And then Tom Zockheim and Don Rumsfeld the day before the operation. We're missing $2.3 trillion. We don't know where it went. Yeah. I mean, when people, if people can't make that simple connection where the day before the attack, $2.3 trillion has evaporated, and then the very part of the Pentagon, which was reinforced, by the way, recently, where they were trying to account for this money, just so happened to get hit by whatever, supposedly hit that building. It's really twisted. But, yeah, with this Israeli thing, I would really, if I was an Iranian, I would be like, wow, they're going to try something here to blame on us. Remember, Dick Cheney was going to send some Navy personnel to sink one of our own boats over there in the Persian Gulf mm-hmm. to try to attack the Iranians as well. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw my two cents in. I think we're in danger of a false flag with this just as much as any Queen of England. And so that's why I just wanted to throw that in
there. I agree. I agree. And we have to be vigilant for one. It's about the last card they have to play. Robert, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Kills molds and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over in Japan, partly because of the continuing backlash from the mishandling of the Fukushima disaster, Japan has now agreed to send a stockpile of hundreds of kilograms of nuclear material to the United States to be downgraded, meaning diluted and disposed of. And basically they're saying that all of their highly enriched uranium and separated plutonium would be removed from the fast critical assembly at the Japan Atomic Energy Agency. Japan has its own fast breeder reactor, which has had its own incidents over the years. And there's a huge, huge outcry in Japan. Remember, following Fukushima, the government of Japan had said they were going to end all nuclear power generation. And then, of course, General Electric got in there and various economists saying, no, 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 we can't afford the oil and we got to keep going. And now, of course, the government has shifted back the other way saying, atomic energy is your friend. You know, waiting for Godzilla to come up out of the ocean or something like that. Over in Africa, there is continuing friction between Egypt and Ethiopia regarding water rights to the Nile River. Now, Ethiopia is starting to build dams on the Nile River as it passes through their territory. Cairo is saying that these dams in Ethiopia are starving Egypt for needed water, and that they may respond to the building of dams by Ethiopia with a military strike to simply blow the dam up. So that's getting very ugly. Now, obviously, I think the solution would be that there needs to be some deal-making between Ethiopia and Egypt saying, we will dam this much river for hydroelectric use, and then we'll let it flow on down to where Cairo can use it, because that's the main purpose of this dam is hydroelectric generation. And Ethiopia is well within their rights. The river's on their stand. If they were polluting the water or making it otherwise unusable, Egypt would have a legitimate beef. But there's something you need to understand about a dam. Yeah, when that reservoir behind it is filling up, there's less water going downstream. But once that reservoir is full, the volume of water through the dam goes back to what it was before the dam was built. So I don't know what's really going on, but I would hope some cooler heads would prevail over this whole debate. Apparently over in Bulgaria, there are major protests against the EU sanctions on Russia over this whole crisis in Ukraine. So Bulgaria is now frothing up and getting into this whole situation. We're being pushed to a world war. It's inescapable at this point. Now, interesting little article that came out of Zero Hedge. We've all been talking about quantitative easing, which was basically the euphemism the Federal Reserve came up with for creating billions of dollars of instant money out of thin air and showering it all over Wall Street to keep them propped up following the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud. And the problem with that is that when they print up $80 to $100 billion in new money every month, it makes the money that is already in your pocket, the money that you already worked for and saved and buried in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, worth less. Every time the Federal Reserve cranks up those printing presses or they type into that computer, they are stealing real purchasing power and wealth away from you in order to dump on Wall Street. The real wealth of the nation vanishes from your pocket and appears in the pockets of the Wall Street bankers, who pretty much keep it there, I might add. We were told this was what this quantitative easing, this taking of real wealth from you, the people, to shower all over Wall Street, was going to revive the economy, was going to bring about the recovery, was going to help everybody. The Fed president is now admitting that, no, actually, this was all about a massive injection of wealth to the 1%. And they're now basically admitting that the reason wealth inequality has accelerated in this country is because of U.S. government policy to loot real purchasing power from you and give it to the bankers to prop them up. When Wall Street's mortgage-backed securities fraud collapsed in 2008, the U.S. government's solution was to take trillions away from you, the American people, and pour it all over the Wall Street crooks who created the mess in the first place. Now, this does fit the classic definition of fascism. When you make money, you keep it. When you lose money, we'll transfer the losses to the people. That is fascism. Now, imagine if the U.S. government had instead moved the money the other direction, took it away from the Wall Street criminals as punishment for their crimes, and sent it back to the American people. Nobody would have missed a mortgage payment. There would not be a real estate crisis. Everybody would be up to date on their credit cards. There wouldn't be a credit crunch. Everyone would have gone to the shopping mall every Christmas, bought lots of goodies. There wouldn't be a retail and employment crisis. People would have bought a brand new U.S. manufactured car. There wouldn't have been a need for the automotive bailout. This policy of robbing the poor to give to the rich was exactly the wrong thing to do for the benefit of the nation, but Washington, D.C. did it anyway in their endless obedience to the money junkies. And it was exactly the wrong thing to do. Iceland had the right idea. Throw the crooked bankers in jail, fire the government that helped them loot to the people, write off all the debt created through fraud, and Iceland's economy is doing great. Iran and Vietnam had an even better idea. They're executing their crooked bankers. All righty. Now, a lot of people have been talking about this strange spate of suicidings of traders involved with J.P. Morgan and various other financial institutions that may be the beginning of a revelation of yet another massive fraud perpetrated by these bankers. But there's another aspect that's already come up. And this was over at WallStreetOnParade.com. And it's the reality that these large Wall Street firms take out life insurance policies on their top executives, and they're basically anticipating that the profits from these life insurance payouts will outstrip the cost of paying premiums and other fees, especially if these people die young, which they are. So if you're working for a Wall Street firm and the CEO asks you up under the roof to admire the view, you better pretend you just sprained your ankle or something. Because apparently flinging people off of buildings not only silences things that they know, but it's a new profit center. They're literally betting on you dying early. It's amazing. All righty, let's see. Last we were talking about Trevor Timm at the Electronic Freedom Frontier basically dug up this memo the December 2013 White House Task Force report on spying and snooping. Under Recommendation 31, Section 2, he found government should not use their offensive cyber capabilities to change the amounts held in financial accounts or otherwise manipulate financial systems. Why are these warnings in the report to begin with? Has somebody actually been doing it? We know that private Wall Street firms with these high-speed computer links are rigging the market. What if the NSA is rigging the stock markets, not just in this country, but other countries as well? Can you imagine what the scandal would be if these other financial centers in London and Brussels and Hong Kong and Kuala Lumpur, if they found the NSA had been into their computer systems rigging the markets certain ways? What a huge scandal that would be. Absolutely. All righty. I certainly wouldn't put it past the NSA. They clearly do not see themselves as needing to follow the laws, and they certainly don't have any sense of morality or ethics. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com Strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm watching Fox News, and I presume it's going to be pretty much the same everywhere else. It's still nonstop, constant reporting on Flight 370. They have nothing other than the statement by Malaysia's government that they're convinced the plane crashed in the ocean, in the South Indian Ocean. That's all they've got, and they're just they're showing the device the Navy will use to look for the pingers on the black boxes, which I understand it are going to be out of battery power in about another 12 hours. And it's amazing how hard they're trying to keep this as a major story. There's nothing to go on. They don't really have anything. Every time they say, oh, this plane spotted debris or this satellite spotted debris, and it turns out to be nothing. I'm wondering if they're using this to conditize us. This is the new distraction. Where did Flight 370 go? And there's not a lot of reporting going on, very minimalist about what's going on in Ukraine, which has now ordered the last of their troops out of Crimea because it's obvious they can't hang on to it by force. Certainly not seeing a lot of economic news, not seeing anything about all these protests going on in Spain and Bulgaria and all these other countries against austerity and the European Central Bank. It's all 370 all the time. What's the latest development there, Chet? I don't know, Phil. We still haven't a clue. That's a film at 11. All righty. Now, getting back on to the NSA. Rand Paul, and this is reported over at Extra Public TV, your government collects information from every one of your phone calls, and Rand Paul is absolutely correct about that. And it's not just the metadata. That story never held up. Saying we're only collecting the metadata is what intelligence agents call a limited hangout. You admit to a small crime to take the pressure off the larger crime. But we know from the size of that data facility they built in Utah, they're not just collecting the metadata. When the information about how big that is first came out, we did a little calculation and discovered that facility with modest MP3 encoding, that Utah facility can save a recording of every voice call made by every human being on planet Earth for the last 7 years. And a week ago, Edward Snowden came out and confirmed it. The NSA facility does, in fact, record the audio of the phone calls. Jimmy Carter came out and said that if he sent an email, he believes it would be monitored. It's one of the good things about Jimmy. He actually knows how to use email, unlike our current crop of politicians who are just, I can't get my hands around this internet's thing and the tubes and the rest of it. There are such morons here. Oh, my goodness. Now, here's something that really had me scratching my head, because apparently there's yet another database tracking all of our parking tickets, fender benders, and the rest of it. When we're out here just driving around to the store and we scratch our paint on the stanchion or whatever. And apparently this database, the Law Enforcement Information Exchange, or LINX, has already amassed a half billion law enforcement records, ranging from criminal history and arrest reports to simply the field information cards filled out by police on the beat. Even when no crime has occurred and no arrest has been made, they're saving that information. Now, here's the weird part. This is being run by the United States Navy, the NCIS, on civilians. Why? Isn't the jurisdiction of the Navy the ocean and their own personnel? Or are they spreading these databases and spying out among several agencies and branches of the military to take the heat off the NSA? So we can't just all shut it down by shutting down the NSA. This thing just gets weirder and weirder. I don't think it's any of the Navy's business, you know, if I park too long at a meter someplace. Another story here, and this is over on motherboardvice.com. The Trans-Pacific Partnership that is still being pushed to try and create a new super union of North America and Asia will significantly restrict online freedoms. We've seen a lot of legislation where they talk about freedom and freedom of speech, and the reality is the laws are actually written the other way. We know that once again the Obama administration is attempting to remove First Amendment press freedoms from reporters who are not part of a corporation. In other words, people like myself and John Stadmiller and Ben Swan. If we're not getting a paycheck from a giant corporation, they want to take away the legal protections of being a journalist and an investigator. So over here in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, far from being something that increases commerce here, they're going to have harsher criminal penalties for minor non-commercial copyright infringements. In other words, you don't have to be making money off of this thing. They're imposing a takedown, ask questions later approach to pages and content, and being able to force internet providers to disclose personal information to authorities without any safeguards, any warrants, anything like that. It's complete domination. Because they're scared of the internet. They're scared of the blogs. It's made it impossible for these governments and corporations to lie with impunity like they used to do. And they just don't want to go along with that. They want to go back to that world where they could lie to you about how good vaccines are and how safe GMOs are and how those gosh darn North Vietnamese attacked our ship in the Gulf of Tonkin and how the Spanish tried to blew up the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. They loved those days of being able to just say anything at all and be believed in order to play their little global game of domination. Those days are gone. They're not coming back. Not anytime soon. The availability of the internet has changed the fundamental nature that of the way that information flows to society just as dramatically as when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing. And a lot of the reactions we're seeing from the power structure today are very much like those we saw following Gutenberg's making books and literacy available to the middle class, if not the lower classes. They reacted the same way. This can't be allowed. We're not able to lie about things. The primary reason that the King James Bible was authorized was because when Gutenberg started printing the Gutenberg Bible and people started learning how to read, they began to realize that every church had altered the Bible to suit their own theology, to suit their own profitability. And some of the variations on the theme were incredibly divergent, bore virtually no similarity to any other Bible. And that was causing a crisis of faith. Well, if this Bible is the word of the imaginary playmate in the sky, then who wrote this thing over here? And it was threatening religious conflict. And that's the reason, the main reason they did King James Version of the Bible, was to try and unify it, to calm everybody down and say, okay, it's really all the same story. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Bill in Austin, aloha. Bill, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you. Well, I do a lot of service calls in downtown Austin, and I was waiting for a meeting that was dragging out, to work on the room. And I noticed that the city traffic people who take care of the traffic meters was writing down in a little tablet every license plate number parked, whether they were expired, didn't make any difference. And then I noticed out in the side of Austin where there's no meters, they had the parking people doing the same thing. And I'm going, I don't know if I like this. Then I noticed a car going through the company parking lot around back with the guy with the laptop writing down everyone's license plate number. So I wrote his license plate number and called the city and found out that this is according to the city of Austin. This is what they told me. We write down the license plate number of every car in the city every day. We go through every parking lot and write down, and then I noticed that the people in these parking lots at these large businesses that go levels up, the guy's walking in circles writing down license plate numbers. And I says, well, what are you doing? Well, I have these floors and along here, and I turn them in every day, to the same people. So they admitted to me here in Austin.
Well,
we're
coming up on a commercial break. The first thing that occurs to me is if they've got tablets and laptops with built-in cameras, why are they bothering to write down the license numbers? That doesn't make a lot of sense. You're going to have errors. They should just scan. There's something wrong with this story. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, TV at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Fighting Pharaoh, open your eyes. Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, TV at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Tom in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Brother Michael. I appreciate your time, as always. The Flight 370, you're familiar with Dabu 7. You link him to your site sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was listening to a thing he said this morning, and it made total sense to me. That this deal with the Flight 370, what a cover to place military hardware.
Well, I mean, we've talked about all sorts of different ways that a stolen 777 could be used for nefarious purposes.
Talking Navy ships, bro. I mean, naval missile carriers and stuff. I mean, who's to say these are search ships?
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what you're saying here.
I think they're placing military assets. And why they're putting them there, I don't know.
Well,
we're talking
the South Indian Ocean. I mean, there's not much of a reason to send them down there. And in any event, the United States wouldn't need a cover story. Every nation has a right to send their military ships anywhere as long as they're in international waters. And sometimes the U.S. Disagrees with where a nation says their borders end in the ocean, and they'll do what are called freedom of navigation exercises to say, yes, we're going to go in here. You may be claiming 100 mile of ocean, but we only recognize 12 and the rest of it. That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me here.
Well, I want to throw that out at you. And like I say, I appreciate your time. Aloha, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. All righty. Now, apparently there's been another leaked phone call in Ukraine, not from the NSA, who's too busy listening to you ordering your pizza to pay attention to real events, but apparently, and this has been confirmed as authentic, phone conversation with Tymoshenko, okay, was apparently in a discussion and was asked, what should we do now with the 8 million Russians that stayed in the Ukraine? They are outcasts. And Tymoshenko replied, they must be killed. So we're looking at the start of a purge. I don't know how much actual power and authority this woman has. She was part of the former government and she's been held over. She was an opposition leader. But they're saying that, they're claiming part of the call was edited, but they're basically saying that, yeah, most of it was about, what are we going to do with the ethnic Russians still in Ukraine? Well, we got to get rid of them. Boy, when that one gets out, you're going to see the eastern Ukraine edge closer to breaking off. This thing's completely out of control. Even if you actually felt that way, in a world where you know your phone calls are being tapped at least by the NSA, you don't say that over a phone line. You don't say it over Skype. You wait until you're face-to-face with somebody before giving vent to your inner dark fantasies here. By the way, and this is reported over at money.cnn.com, hackers have developed a drone that, while flying overhead, can steal the contents of your smartphone from your location data, which it should have because it's flying overhead, to your Amazon and various other passwords. And apparently they've been testing it out in the skies of London, and they're going to present their results next week at the Black Hat Asia Cybersecurity Conference in Singapore, which is a very polite euphemism for this is where all the computer criminals in the world go to trade secrets. Meanwhile, and this is being reported at rinf.com, police and military are interested in a new drone able to deliver a taser from overhead. Now, it's being billed as a personal security drone named Chaotic Moon Studios Cupid UAV. And the Cupid is an acronym for Chaotic Unmanned Personal Intercept Drone. And it carries an 80,000-volt taser inside. Now, remember, tasers are not non-lethal, despite the advertising. People have died from being tased, and we know why. We had that cardiac expert who was on the show years ago who said if that 80,000-volt jolt hits your heart at exactly the right moment in the beat cycle, the heart goes into fibrillation and will not come out, and you die. Now, another little story over an Investment Watch blog. Apparently in California, they're starting to put facial recognition cameras in the Home Depots. Now, Home Depot's real big on automation. The one we have here on Oahu already has the self-service checkout where there's no human there. You just run your stuff across the scanner. It's on the honor system, although there's a security camera looking down on you from overhead. And it'll say how much it costs, and you put the money in, and it makes the change, and you bag your own stuff, and you're out of there. So they're real big on automation. My guess is that probably these facial recognition cameras are there to sort of do a minority report situation where when you're looking through the plant supplies, they're going to say, oh, do you need more of the neem oil? It's on sale on aisle, whatever, the targeted advertising. And the other thing, of course, is, as you're probably aware, there are certain things you can buy at any building and home supply that could be used for nefarious purposes, and this is probably another way for the government to watch you and make sure you're not buying too much drain cleaner and too much bleach and too much of the rest of it. We're going to go back to the phones here. Jerry in Chicago, aloha. Jerry, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You talked in this past hour about Flight 370 being on the news every day now for over 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last time they ran a story like this was the bike rider, the Tour de France winner, when they were covering up for Hillary, answering questions about Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it does feel like we're being conditized. There's nothing new to report, but they're still making this a big deal. And let's see if they're still covering it right now. Yeah, I don't know. Shepard Smith is out there talking about incorrect information, and yeah, they're talking about Flight 370 still, and they're just trying to get the maximum mileage.
But if you go back to the late 40s and look up a CIA operation called Operation Mockingbird, it was to censor all of the media. So we're getting what the CIA put into effect back then.
Oh yeah, we've talked about that a lot. I ran into those bozos when I was working briefly at CBS Television City in Los Angeles. And they tried to recruit me and wanted me to sabotage some other producer's show so that their CIA producer could get the time slot. And I really wasn't comfortable with that because it didn't seem like it had anything to do with national security. It was just using the agency to further their own personal careers. And so I turned them down, and I was released from my job at CBS Television City shortly thereafter. And I went to work for this Christian TV station in Orange County. And one of these days I'm going to write a book about that because that was an absolute circus. Anything else, Jerry?
One other thing that caught my attention is that, you know, we've been lied to, and I don't even know why people. I got a friend of mine that actually tunes into Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity because he thinks it's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Because he likes to catch them in their lies, and I'm like, well, if you know they're lying to you, why would you even associate with those people? Turn them off. But, hey, thanks for taking my call,
buddy. We need to know what they're lying about because that tells us what the government is really thinking about doing in the immediate future. I still watch the corporate media, and I know a lot of it is absolute nonsense, but it's important to understand, what are they lying about today? Not what is the truth behind the lie, but just knowing what they're lying about is very key to figuring out what they're getting ready to do.
I won't give them the time of day, Michael, because of the Nielsen ratings and, you know, their ratings that they get. I want to see them fail. So, hey, have a good day. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And, you know, I wouldn't expect the Nielsen ratings to be any more honest than our national the polling results we get from the corporate media because they never match up with the polls that we do here. Everything is rigged in this country. Absolutely everything. Even the Academy Awards. I got that slap in the face myself a few years back. Alrighty, we're coming up here on the top of the hour. We've been following the situation where Liz Wahl from Russia Today resigned on air, and she's the darling of the American media. Apparently the CNN is trying to claim that she was one of the hosts of Breaking the Set. And no, she never was. She was interviewed a couple of times. Abby Martin, it was and still is the host of Breaking the Set. So CNN's already trying to amplify this impact and use it to tarnish Abby's show here. We got to take a break for our top of the hour stuff. We'll be back after these few words.